Haftarah Parshas Kisaitse. Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Pitzchi. Rina. Vitzali. You women who have never given birth before. Rani. Be filled with joy. Pitzchi Rina. Burst forth the song. Vitzali. And be so full of happiness. Lo Yalada. You until today never had a child. Ki Rabban B'nei Shemaimah B'nei Ba'ula Amar Hashem. The Baruch says, there'll be more children coming out of you than the one that destroyed you at the beginning. Rashi explains, Pashup Shan in his Pasuk, speaking about Yushalayim. Yushalayim was like an Akara, was like a Lo Yalada, was like someone that never had children before. And the Navi says, he looks so empty Yushalayim, but still rejoice, the day will come when you're going to have so many children, so many inhabitants, so many people will be proud to live in Yushalayim. And therefore, Rani, Akara. Akara, you're sad, you never had children, but Rani, be filled with joy. Like the Pasuk says afterward, Harchivi Mekoyim Olech. The tent needs to be expanded. The Yiriyas Mishkeseach Yatu, we need to move backward all the walls. Al Tachsechi, not to hold back, just make it bigger and bigger. Harichi Meserayich, they said, Yisayach Hazeki, just strengthen the building, because more and more people will be coming in. That's the Pasuk Shat in this Pasuk. Referring to Yerushalayim, referring to Klal Yisrael, who was so sad, was barren, but all of a sudden becomes full of life, full of children, a huge Mishpacha. But the Gemara in Brachas has a very interesting take on the Tzukim. This is what the Gemara says. Brachas Tachyur. Amalahu Stuki Liburiyah. And Apikairis said to Bruria, the famous wise wife of Rabbi Meir, Ksiv, says in the Pasuk, Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Rejoice, you barren woman that never had children. Mishum de Lo Yalada Rani? She should be happy and rejoice that she never had kids? What, is that a reason to be happy? No, obviously, it's a very, very strange question. That's not what the Pshat in the Pasuk is. Stukim actually usually require good Pesukim in Tanakh. And that is not at all what the Pasuk needs to say. Anybody who reads the Pasuk realizes, you look at the Pasuk, look at its context, you realize that the Pasuk is saying, she should rejoice, not because she is barren right now, saying Yerushalayim, in the future you're going to be someone with children, things are going to be getting better, and until now you were barren, rejoice, because things will improve. That's not what the Pasuk, that's not what the Stuki asks. The Stuki for some reason is assuming, and he asks Borya, Mishum the la yalada rani? Because you didn't have children, that's a reason to be happy? No, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. So what's the pshat in this question? The Gemara records this question. Another problem with the Stuki's question is the Stuki should have asked, Rani akara la yalada. Mishum the akara rani? Because she is barren, that's why she should rejoice. He skips the akara. And he asks his question from the next part, from La Yalada. And he says, Mishun La Yalada Run. Why are you skipping the first part of the pasuk? So the Mashah explains the Stuki's question. The Stuki was doing a Chachamim style thing, and he was darshaning the pasuk. There's a repetition. Rani rejoice, Akara, La Yalada. Baron, who never had children. Isn't that the same thing twice? Isn't that redundant? Akara, La Yalada. So because of its redundancy, that's why the Stuki asks this question. So he skips Akari. He says, I understand the point of the Pasuk. I know what the Pesukim are talking about. But I want a darshan like you, Chachamim, would. He's kind of making fun of the Chachamim. You guys always darshan the repetitions. Well, if so, I have a question to ask you. What's the repetition? Rani Akara, rejoice Akara. Okay, because of the future. Because things are going to get better. Things won't always be so bleak. But why does it add the words La Yalada? It must be that it's saying right now, at this moment, even today, Rani, be filled with joy, because La Yalada, because you didn't have any children. That itself is a reason. That's the extra words, La Yalada. That's why the Stuki skips to the second part, to La Yalada, and he says, it sounds like the Pasuk is trying to reiterate and tell me, already today to be happy. Why? That's his question. And again, means to make fun of the Chachamim, who always dash on these extra lashonos. But listen to Bruria's answer. Amrali. And then he's the Gemara and she says to him, Shaka, you fool. My akara layalada. You know what it means, akara layalada? Rani Knesset Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is so filled with joy, says Rory. Shadaima li'isha akara shalayalada banim li'gehenim kavasayfu. Yes. Klai Yisrael is filled with joy that she didn't have any children like you who are heading towards Gehenim. A complete, straight out, apikairis, believer in Avodah Zarah, is heading straight to Gehenim. And yes, the pasuk says, be filled with joy, just for not having children, but not having children like you. That's Bruy's very sharp answer. So, we have a bit of a problem, in fact, the Sefer of Talmud of Yadai, on this answer of Bruy. Because, it's not saying, you know, she had some kids, and she had some kids. Some kids ended up being okay, and some kids went to Gehenim, and she says, oh, well, I'm happy that I actually only had good kids, I didn't have the bad ones. No, I didn't have some and some. I only had good kids, and my good kids are not going to Gehenim. No. She is someone that was loyalada, didn't have any children at all. And she says, yeah, I'm happy that I have no children, because they would end up in Gehenim. What's going on? So he explains, Sefer Talmud V'Yadi explains this based on a very famous, beautiful part of the Biskarab. The Gemara says in Brachas and Davav, Chizkiyo HaMelech, the great, wonderful Tzaddik King Chizkiyo never got married. And Hashem was upset that he wasn't getting married, that he had a sheet not to get married. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to get sick. And along came Shai Anavi. He tells him, you're going to be dying because you were a vatalis mitzvah of having children. Especially, you know, not the space David, but you were a vatalis mitzvah for a rule. So Chizkiyo HaMelech says, I have a reason why I didn't get married. Because I saw that out of me will be coming children who are Rishayim. So he says, it's none of your business. You have a mitzvah of Purvu. You are mechuyif to go along and do Purvu. What are you mixing into Kaddish Baruch? Your job is Hashem instructed you to go bring children to the world. What will happen afterwards is not your concern. You do your best, but you have mechuyif to go along and get married. And everybody knows the end of the story was, of course, he did. And out came some great tzaddikim also, like Yoshio HaMelech, Tzidkiyo HaMelech, some wonderful Zerubbabel, who always was Mashiach, came out of it. So, on one hand, he had this great svara how he should not get married and give up on everything, give up on all the tzaddikim, have no children at all. However, there's a chesed that you have a business to go along and do what Hashem told you. Ask questions later. And therefore, he's afraid to go along and get married. But let's say there would be a situation, says the Biskara, where somebody would have a heter not to get married, and their only reason to get married was for children, and some of them will be tzaddikim, and some of them will be rishayim. Some of them are going to Gehenim, that's where they're going to be, and some of them are going to be great tzaddikim. It seems that this Gemara is telling us it would be better than to give up on the whole dream, in order not to have the rishayim going to Gehenim. And the difference is the Biskarab, you can understand Rivka Imenu, plus it says by Rivka Imenu and Parshas. Told us that by Yisraitis of Abana Mikirva, she had these children inside her who were pushing around, because I'll say when she would walk by Beis Avodah Zarah, she felt this child pushing towards to go out to go serve Avodah Zarah. She went by Beis Medvish, she saw that she had a child going to Beis Medvish. What did she say? Bataima. Im Cain, if I'm going to have a child that's going to Avodah Zarah, Lama ze anochi? Why did I get involved? Why did I daven? Why did I get married? Why did I look for children? Why did I do it? It was worthless. I'm going to have a child from Avodah Zarah. And me, Hashem never told me to have children. I'm a woman. Ladies, like everybody knows from the Gemara and a bunch of places, are put in the mitzvah midaraisa of Purahu. That's what she says. Im Cain, Lama ze anoichi? My husband, Yitzchak, I understand. Yitzchak has to do it, and he has no business asking questions. But me, why did I do it? Means, this girl understands she knew she's going to have an Esav, knew she's going to have a Yaakov Avinu and a Klal Yisrael. And she says, I'm giving up that entire Klal Yisrael if I'm going to have an Esav. It's better not to have any children at all than to have a child like Esav, Chas V'Shalom. The story, read the story. In Tavshin Mem Hei, by a gathering of Chinuch Atzmai, Rav Shach related how when he was younger, his uncle, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, asked Rav Shach to travel to Radin and to ask the Chavetz Chaim, who lived in Radin, for a bracha for a childless couple. And, of course, Rav Shach said over how he had traveled to the Chavetz Chaim, and Chavetz Chaim was very busy with all the difficulties of Chinuch of the Dar, and Rav Shach came in and said, Chavetz Chaim, my uncle, Rav Isser Zalman, asked if you could daven for this and this couple to have children. But what did the Chavetz Chaim answer? He said, listen to the shocking words, why do they need to have children? Where could you be mechanech children today? Children, why children? After a moment, Chavetz Chaim, like, calmed himself down and said, Mitzvah Shem, they'll have children. Of course it came true, but the point of the question is, he knows that they're obviously felt that they could deal with it, but Chavetz Chaim was teaching something. If there's nowhere nowadays to send a kid to school, if there's no way to be mechanech today, if the burden is too difficult, then why are we having children? Especially in this time of the Chavetz Chaim, when so many people were going off the derech, when we didn't have the outreach programs and the schooling, and Rashaf was trying to rally for Chinuch Atzmai, we didn't have programs to take care of children all over the place. So yes, even if maybe some children will be okay, but you're married, try to have children. Hashem didn't bless you with children. Be thankful, says the Chavetz Chaim. It might be a bracha. Here, I'll share with you a well-known story. There was a woman in Russia, in Tsarist Russia, whose little boy was kidnapped to become one of those cantonists, those boys that would be drafted at a very, very, very young age under the control of the Russian government and sent to be brought up by a Goyish family until they were 18. And they were 18, they were sent into the army until age 40. And they almost always went off the derech. They sure didn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. They were forced away from their front families. Officially, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 9, but very often from age 5 and up, to be brought up by a Goyish family until 18 and then sent to the army. There was a woman whose child was taken away, grabbed away. And what did she do? She was crying. She was broken like you expect. And a few days later, she heard how her child had died somewhere. And she went around and offered cake to her neighbors. Offered l'chaim to her neighbors. They thought maybe Nebuch. She found that her little kid, a little boy died. Maybe her mind was unhinged. She went meshuga. So they realized, and she explained, that she was happy that this child had died a from yid and not completely become an apikiris. Not become a Christian apikiris, a Russian Orthodox, who knows what. She was thankful that he had died young. This was the heroism of a Yiddish mother in Russia not too long ago. So this is what Bruria is telling this not-so-fine fellow, the apikiris. He's saying, yes, you're right. You're mechaven maybe to a drasha. Rani Akar Laylada, not only about the future, but today there's a joy. There's a today joy not having a child, because we would have someone like you who's going to get him. It's better not to have kids. Better to be a Laylada. Better, unfortunately, to be someone that didn't bring such evil into the world. Someone who's an Oyved Avodah Zarah like you. It seems that the Tzuki understood. Tzuki accepted this. Yes, to have a someone who's in a marriage, never had children, there might be a bracha on it. As I said, the Sefer of the Kamuda Biyadah. This is hinted to, like the Gemara teaches us in this pasuk, that someone's having children, they need to do their best, of course, everything's in a Shemayim. Yitzhak and Rivka, like you said, gave birth to one of the worst ever, Esav. But our job is not just pur avu. Our job is to try to raise them to go in Derech Hashem. That is the mitzvah pur avu, to try to be people that will be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That is the challenge of chinuch. Baruch Hashem shall help us. She zaycha do pur avu with all its sidurim to bring up Darius of Yodi Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.